So anyway, to start off today, finish up where we started yesterday. Today will be agency interpretation and authority. A couple of interlocutory appeals and then a miscellaneous case that I couldn't find a good place for at the end. The first agency interpretation, I've got four cases in this area. And the first one is a little bit tedious to start with, but it's one that I wanted to make sure we covered. It's the Texas State Board of Examiners of Marriage and Family Therapists versus the Texas Medical Association. And I'll go ahead and apologize to any of the medical board or medical association folks here today. I've got three of y'all's cases today, so either that's the good news or the bad news. This is on page 15 in the paper. It's from the Texas Supreme Court from earlier this year. This is the challenge to the diagnostic assessment rule that the therapist board wrote many, many years ago. The Therapist Act provides that professional therapy services includes the evaluation and remediation of cognitive, affective, behavioral, or relational dysfunction in the context of marriage and family systems. So a fairly broad legislative grant of authority. And the operative words, of course, were evaluation and remediation. What did that mean? The therapist board then, acting under that legislative authority, adopted a rule listing the specific kind of services that these licensed therapists could provide. And one of those services was the diagnostic assessment that utilizes the knowledge organized in the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, as part of their role to help people identify mental, emotional, and behavioral problems.